Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, July 22nd. We'll be taking a look at a motorcyclist apprehended after a chase in Kansas.
I'm Rodney Price. A motorcyclist was arrested after a five-county chase on I-70. That story is coming up.
Currently in Wichita, it is mostly sunny, 65 degrees here on this Monday morning, July 22nd. President Biden has decided to step aside. He has dropped out of the presidential race this year. This report from outside the White House.
We are told that President Biden convened a group of senior staff from the White House and the campaign, and they were told at 1:45 that he was changing his mind, going to drop out. The public announcement, when we all found out, was 1:46 p.m. We were told that President Biden has no public events on his schedule, and then the rest of the week is just blank. They are trying to figure out what exactly to do with him. But this is so different than even what he said on Friday. He said he was going to be out on the campaign trail this week.
That's Fox's Peter Doocy with that report. With the president dropping out of the race yesterday, many see Vice President Kamala Harris as the new Democrat candidate. U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, says that won't be a better option.
They're calling the Republican Party the ones that are a threat to democracy, which is total projection. Here's a person that gave us 11 million illegal aliens. And by the way, Kamala owns that as well. He gave us $6 a gallon gasoline, $4 bread. Kamala owns all those policies as well. So let them stay in chaos. Right now, it's a circular firing squad, and I'm just trying to stay out of the way.
Senator Marshall commenting last night on the John Whitmer Show right here on KNSS. A motorcyclist was apprehended Friday afternoon after leading Kansas Highway Patrol troopers on a five-county chase.
It started in Ellsworth County when the KHP attempted to stop the motorcyclist on K-14 for driving 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. Our news partners at KSN-TV report the chase moved to I-70 and a KHP aircraft joined the pursuit. Troopers on the ground backed off while other law enforcement agencies blocked the on and off ramps along the interstate to keep the motorcyclist on the highway. That driver was eventually apprehended around 4 p.m. at mile marker 87 west of Grainfield in Gove County. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Kansas City Chiefs football team setting a deadline of 6 months from now to decide on a plan for the future of Arrowhead Stadium. Choices seem to be renovating the iconic home or building, or they build an entirely new stadium in either Kansas or Missouri. Officials in Kansas have approved a plan. It would pay for up to 70% of the cost of new stadiums for professional sports franchises. Meanwhile, the governor of Missouri, Mike Parson, responded and said he expects his state to put together an aid plan by the end of the year to keep the teams on his side of the metro area. Four people injured in a five-vehicle crash. That was in East Wichita early Saturday afternoon in the westbound lanes of Kellogg near Rock Road and Town East Square Shopping Mall. Traffic was backed up for a time as emergency crews worked out to clear the scene of that multiple car accident. Experts ponder the reasons for the tragic end to a Canadian couple's attempted transatlantic sailing expedition, chronicled on the YouTube channel Theros Adventures.
70-year-old Brett Clibbery and 54-year-old Sarah Justin Packwood set sail from Halifax last month for an attempted transatlantic sailing expedition. Their bodies were found on a life raft that washed ashore on Sable Island, Nova Scotia earlier this month. The area is ominously nicknamed the Graveyard of the Atlantic due to the large number of shipwrecks that wash ashore. The New York Post is reporting that the couple's boat was badly damaged, possibly by a much larger vessel, forcing the couple to seek refuge in the raft. An official investigation is underway. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
It's a hot July here in the United States, and we'll take a look at a small town that is a really fast-growing city in the West. And, of course, we'll get our live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronnell Williams. That'll be coming up. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's 7:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Another hot day for millions of people in the West.
Extreme heat continues for the West, while cooler than average temperatures bring relief for the midsection of the country towards the East Coast. Scattered thunderstorms are going to pop up over parts of the southern plains towards the southeast, where a stalled front will be the focus of heavy rain and the risk of flooding. A cold front will bring unsettled summer weather over the Great Lakes and the East Coast, particularly New England, on Tuesday and Wednesday, while a monsoonal pattern is bringing beneficial rain over the Great Basin and Four Corners. However, too much rain will bring the risk of flooding. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
A small town becomes a fast-growing city.
Alan Littman has now been mayor of Mesquite for 10 years.
I love the people, number one. I love the small-town atmosphere, number two. I love the safety of the city.
He remembers what it was like even before the city was incorporated in 1984.
I had been through Mesquite in 1965 when there were under 1,000 people, I understand, living here at the time. There were more cows than people.
In the past few decades, it has grown to nearly 23,000.
We're growing at about 3.9% a year right now, which is very manageable.
The second largest manufacturer of aluminum cans in the world now calls Mesquite home. And there's plenty of room for more businesses and more homes.
That's in Nevada, by the way, Mesquite, Nevada. That report from Fox TV affiliate KVVU, Fox 5, from Kim Passeth in Las Vegas. Mesquite, Nevada, very fast-growing city. All right, it's coming up on 7-Eleven with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Starting to get some heavier traffic out there on I-135. Watch out northbound. Of course, we've got the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras taking a look at where we've got a lane closure there northbound on I-135 right around 1st and 2nd Street. Looks like the traffic through there right now is pretty light, but that can back up in an awful hurry. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And let's check in live and get the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Super. How are you?
Not too bad. Actually had a pretty good weekend. The KSN Storm Track 3 weather team, our storm trackers, a few weather enthusiasts in the mix as well. We all went to the movie theater and saw Twisters yesterday. So just a nice group outing with the work family. And even better, the movie, in my opinion, it lived up to the hype. So had a good time with that. When it comes to our weather here locally, there is a small chance of seeing a few showers and thunderstorms, but we only have around a 10% chance the next couple of days. Other than that, the rest of that 7-day forecast does look like things are going to be pretty dry out there. High of 85 today as we see a mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky. Now that high of 85, despite it being pretty warm out there, especially during the warmest part of the day, take advantage of it just because we do have some hotter days ahead. By tomorrow, high of 89, closer to 90, and then returning to a high of 93 by the time we get into our Wednesday. Once we return to the 90s, that's where we're likely going to stay. 94 on Thursday, 90 83 on Friday, and over this upcoming weekend, 93 Saturday and 95 on Sunday. Right now, we're at 64 degrees. Skies fair. However, we do have a little bit of a hazy hue due to some Canadian wildfire smoke actually returning to the Sunflower State. Now, despite that smoke in the upper levels of our atmosphere, our air quality at the surface, it is in decent shape. So at least we have that going for us. Also, we have a light northeast wind at 3 miles an hour as we currently sit at 64.
Yeah, these below average July temperatures are sure of benefit.
Things are going to return back to normal here pretty soon, though.
I know. A hot summer's never over yet.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Now we'll deal with it. All right. Hey, Ronnell, thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
That is the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast live with meteorologist Ronnell Williams right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:13 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Monday morning. Eminem has upset Taylor Swift's reign atop the Billboard 200 albums chart.
No, okay.
Eminem's The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace, debuts at number one. Got more than 250,000 units the past week. Gives Eminem his 11th number one album. So there you go. Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department drops out of first place all the way down to fourth. But she did spend 3 months at the top of the charts there. Yeah.
Been there a while.
There you go. If everything you know about Paris is from the series Emily in Paris, the artistic director of the Paris Olympics opening ceremony hopes to change your perspective. How can you not know more about Paris than that? Come on. Thomas Jolly says shows like Emily in Paris and movies like Amelie, it's a good movie, created an image of Paris that is not the city that Parisians know. However, Jolly says the opening ceremony of the Olympics will play with images like that and turn them on their heads. The opening ceremony, of course, for the Olympics, 4 days away, coming up on Friday for the Summer Olympics in Paris. The retrial for former movie producer Harvey Weinstein tentatively set for mid-November. Now, if he had his way, it would start earlier. Weinstein's attorney telling reporters that Weinstein is anxious to go to trial and prove his innocence. Weinstein will be retried on charges of rape and sexual assault after the Supreme Court in New York threw out his conviction from 4 years ago earlier this year.
Oh, okay.
What was, Ron L. mentioned it, the movie Twisters.
That's right.
Topping the box office. And the tornado movie Twisters made more than $80 million domestically in its opening weekend, number one. And it made about $30 million more than expected. Despicable Me 4 dropping down into second place. Inside Out 2 into third place. Long Legs at number four. A Quiet Place Day One rounds out the top five. My sister told me that the Warren Theater out west, or maybe the Wichita Market overall, I'm not sure which one, was among the top 10 in the nation for Twisters.
Really?
For, I think, Friday and Saturday.
Wow, neat.
And I don't know about yesterday, but yeah, she said Twisters did extremely well in the Wichita Market.
Hmm.
Which, you know, and then I think I mentioned on, I mean, she told me that
they were expecting it to do better here in the Midwest than it would on either coast.
This movie is going to do really good in the middle part of the country, and it will not perform on either coast. I think that's kind of what happened, maybe. But we'll get more on those numbers later on. I'm sure we'll talk about that in entertainment news in the blur.
Got a little something there.
Coming up at 8:35 this morning, so be sure to don't miss that. Let's go to the back to the great silent movie, The Great Train Robbery.
Okay.
Part of the ancient cave that was used in that film has collapsed after heavy rains. This is all at a campground near a Bear Cave in Buchanan, Michigan. Apparently, the cave's wall collapsed. The cave is now closed while an inspection takes place. Recent storms dumping 7 inches of rain in that area. Way back in 1895, bandits hid in that cave after robbing a bank in Ohio. And then filmmakers shot part of the movie, The Great Train Robbery, in that same cave. So an historic cave from real life and from the movies has collapsed in Michigan. Speaking of Michigan, one more story out of Michigan before we get to sports. It is a 6-lane giant slide, and it has reopened in Detroit at Belle Isle State Park. 2 years ago, the slide made headlines after viral videos showed riders flying and bouncing down the bumpy ramp. Even got a mention on Jimmy Kimmel's TV show. Even inspired a song, too. Among the changes, they've put padding on the slide, new sacks for the riders, and no more wax on the surface.
Probably a good idea.
A 11-year-old says her ride was awesome, but kind of scary. A 66-year-old woman was disappointed. She wanted it to be more scary. And then another woman said she wanted a more risky ride. So it sounds like the adults that were doing this want it kind of to be the way it used to be, a little more sense of danger. Once they put all the safety stuff on, they're like, all right, whatever. It's just a slide now. Of course, the slide at Joyland.
Oh, yeah.
The former slide at Joyland. Now, I think it had at least 6 lanes wide, wasn't it? I think you might have had
something
even more.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And then you get yourself in a gunny sack and you go down. That was what was great about Joyland, is there was always a slight sense of peril on that roller coaster.
On the roller
and
coaster.
On the slide, and whatever. Yeah, there's always that little sense of something might go wrong here, but no, it never usually didn't.
When I was a kid, elementary school playground, the slide everybody wanted to be on was there were two. There was a little one, climbed up a couple of steps and slid down it, and then there was a really big slide. Mm-hmm. You had to climb a whole bunch of steps to get up to the top of it, slide down. That was the fun one,
right? Exactly.
And, man, it wasn't too many years after I graduated from high school that. Like I went back to that old playground and that big slide was gone.
They
wouldn't let anybody on that no more. Yeah.
All right, it's 7:19 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And when we were talking with Don Grant, the Money Tracker, we were talking about our weekend, and it's TBT action here in Wichita. Wichita is a regional site for the annual summer basketball tournament, winner take all, $1 million tournament, and we had two games on Saturday. The team of former Wichita State players and the team of former KU players were among those victorious on Saturday, and they will play tonight. So here's the rundown. We have two more games on the TBT schedule tonight. This is all taking place at Coke Arena. The first game is at 6 o'clock this evening. That has the KU alums, Mass Street, taking on Florida TNT. So that'll be your first matchup at 6 o'clock, and then the following game at 8 o'clock tonight is the Aftershocks, the former Wichita State players, taking on Team Colorado, former Colorado Buffs players. So in that second game, the Aftershocks game, will be nationally televised on FS1. So there is your TBT lineup for tonight. Two games at Coke Arena. KU alums at 6 o'clock, the Shocker alums at 8 o'clock, and those are second-round games in the TBT in the round of 32. Which means that all those teams are 5 wins away from winning that $1 million in the winner of the TBT. There you go. Action tonight at Coke Arena. Let's take a look at Major League Baseball. Yesterday afternoon at Kauffman Stadium, the Kansas City Royals hosting the worst team in the major leagues, the Chicago White Sox. You got to win these games. Oh boy, it was tied 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Royals are trying to get to help. Offense for their starter, all-star Seth Lugo, who at one point retired 14 straight batters in this game, and yet we're still tied 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth. You heard the game on KFH.
Garcia digs in, and Brebbia pitches, and a liner left field, and it's going to drop for a hit. A run is in, and it's 3-1. So Brebbia has given up 4 hits, 2 runs, and the Royals have broken the tie.
Denny Matthews with the call there. The Royals finally got some offense, scored 3 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning and beat the White Sox 4-1 for a 3-game sweep. All right, that's good stuff. All right, the Royals are now in for a postseason spot. They have a 1-game lead for a wild card spot over the Boston Red Sox. By the way, that was the 100th game of the season for the Royals. 100 down, 62 to go. Next up for the Royals, they match up an interleague play hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight up in Kansas City. Listen to that Arizona-KC game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge wrapping up a weekend at home yesterday at Riverfront Stadium. 3,000 fans on hand, and the Wind Surge win it 2-1 over the Frisco Rough Riders at Riverfront Stadium. Back-to-back wins for Wichita to close out the weekend. Nice. as the leadoff hitter. First baseman Luke Kuechel was on base twice. He's got a .482 on-base percentage in the month of July. Back-to-back wins for the Wind Surge, as they will now head back on the road this week. The final major on the men's golf circuit taking place, the British Open wrapping up yesterday.
San Diego native Xander Schauffele raised the claret jug as the 2024 Open champion Sunday, firing a scorching 6 under 65 to win by two strokes. It's his second career major and second major this year after winning the PGA in May. He also finished in the top 10 at the Masters and U.S. Open and hops over Rory McIlroy into the second spot in the world rankings behind Masters champion Scottie Scheffler. Next for Schauffele, a chance to defend his Olympic gold medal in France in 2 weeks. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
By the way, Xander Schauffele competed right here at the Wichita Open back in 2016. Now he is a British Open champ. All right, it is 7:23. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Keep it here for a traffic and weather update. And one woman is advocating for a method to prevent drug overdoses. House call for health. That's next. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 7:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, July 22nd. Currently in Wichita, we have 92% humidity. It's mostly sunny, 64 degrees here on this Monday morning. President Joe Biden is stepping down as the Democrats' presumptive nominee for president.
In an open letter posted to his personal feed on X, President Biden called being commander-in-chief the greatest honor of his life. But he now believes stepping aside as the Democrats' nominee is, in his words, in the best interest of my party and the country. He says he will now work solely to fulfill the duties of his presidency. On his X feed, the president did endorse Vice President Kamala Harris to succeed him as the nominee. He does plan to speak to the nation later this week to detail a decision that will definitely affect the Democratic convention and the general election. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And with that announcement, reaction from many politicians, including reaction from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly via X. Democratic governor said, quote, for more than five decades, President Biden has made it his life's work to better our country for hardworking Americans. Above all, he has been firm in his desire to safeguard democracy in a time of hyper-polarization and divisiveness. I thank him for his service and steadfast leadership, unquote. Reaction two from Kansas Congressman Ron Estes, a Republican. In an emailed statement, Congressman Estes said, quote, President Joe Biden's announcement that he will suspend his reelection campaign is an admission of something that Americans have observed for a long time. He is not fit to be president, which also means he can no longer serve as commander-in-chief. Vice President Kamala Harris, numerous congressional Democrats, and the media have shamefully ignored and willfully misled the American people by hiding the true cognitive state of President Biden. Their deception is a disgraceful disregard for the American people, unquote. Those comments from Kansas Congressman Ron Estes. Emergency crews responding to an injury accident near the Sedgwick County Zoo at about 10:30 yesterday morning near Windmill Road and Zoo Boulevard, one person with critical injuries. And then a short time later, there was a three-vehicle crash with five people injured. And that was just less than a half hour later. That was at 55th Street South and Rock Road near Derby. So two injury accidents within a half hour of each other yesterday morning. Two people with critical injuries at that accident and three people with serious injuries on that wreck near Derby. Officials in Kansas will not enforce a new law requiring abortion providers to ask their patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies. The pause comes after a lawsuit proceeds against the rule and other older requirements. The state will get an extra 4 months to develop its defense of the challenged restrictions ahead of a new trial that's now delayed until next summer in June. Attorneys for the state and for providers challenging the law and other requirements announcing that deal. The Justice Department is considering a change to the classification of marijuana under federal law.
Today is the deadline for public comments on the proposed rule change on marijuana by the Department of Justice. The proposal would move marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3 under the Controlled Substances Act. It's been a Schedule 1 drug since 1970 when Congress enacted the law. A Schedule 1 substance is deemed to have no medical value and a high potential for abuse, while a Schedule 3 substance has moderate to low abuse potential in a currently accepted medical use. In 2022, President Biden asked the Attorney General and the Secretary of Health and Human Services to do a review of how the drug is scheduled, resulting in the Attorney General's recommendation for the change. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
More than 3,000 customers lost power yesterday morning after a big power outage. The area affected included northwest Wichita, the Riverview area, Heights, and Bel Air. That outage just before 8:30 yesterday morning. A panel discussion at the recent Aspen Security Forum focused on the issue of national security and resiliency and what's being changed, trying to modernize the armed forces for the 21st century.
Secretary of the Army Christine Wormuth spoke about what is different than in years past.
We are undergoing the period of most profound change in the United States Army in the last 40 years.
Wormuth says that a large part of that is updating the weaponry used in American stockpiles to reflect the leap in technology over the last several years.
We are, for example, developing a long-range hypersonic weapon. We are investing billions of dollars in unmanned aerial systems, counter-unmanned aerial systems, electronic warfare systems.
And she adds that there is also a big emphasis in updating the way soldiers are trained.
We are really working on making them more resilient, both mentally and physically.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan encountering another legal hiccup.
The federal appeals court paused the SAVE plan only. The rest of them are going forward. The president seems to be losing these court battles again and again over the student debt forgiveness plan. The president has in total $168.5 billion that's been forgiven, and that's shouldered by all of the taxpayers here. 4.76 million people are affected by that. Now, the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget says the plan adds to the debt. Still, there's an arrogance in the president and the vice president about defying the court order. And in this election, the student debt forgiveness has not energized the young voters as they hoped it would.
And that report from Fox Business's Edward Lawrence coming from the White House. It is 7:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check our weather forecast as we head into this Monday with KSN meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
For your Monday, as we get the new week started, expect mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, only a 10% chance of a shower or storm, likely staying pretty dry today as we kickstart the new week. High of 85 degrees, temperatures continuing to stay below the norm. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And currently in Wichita, we do have a sunny sky. It is 66 degrees. And we're looking for a forecast high today of 85 here on this Monday morning, July 22nd. 7:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I had a busy weekend. I was performing Hello Dolly, playing Rudolph, the head waiter at the Harmonia Gardens restaurant in this classic American musical. And I just had an absolute blast this weekend, and I loved being in this show. Hello Dolly. It was a ton of fun. So the Guildhall Players put that on at St. James Episcopal Church on the east side of town. We wrapped up four nights of performances. So it was a real treat to get to do that, and I was very happy to be a little part of that. So, and we had good crowds, and I met some listeners that had never come to see a show before. So,
well, you generally do.
Yeah.
And so, I know you were looking forward to this one because it was a show you hadn't been in. So,
yeah. I've never been in Hello Dolly. I've never been in a Jerry Herman show. So, I just had a blast. It was so fun. So, that's good. But now it's over. So, I got to move on to the next thing. Of course, my other thing this weekend, I did the public address announcing at Coke Arena for the TBT as that annual event in Wichita got going. The Aftershocks, the Shocker, the team comprised of a lot of former Shockers. They won their opening round game.
Yep.
And the KU team, a lot of KU guys, a lot of NBA guys, former NBA guys, they won their game. I did not do that one Saturday night. But the K-State team with the K-State alumni, those guys lost to Team Colorado.
Huh.
So the K-State fans are out of this one right now. So we got still have the former Shockers and the former Jayhawks and They both play in separate games tonight. KU guys are up first at 6 o'clock, and then the Aftershocks at 8 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena. So I'll be hitting some basketball action at Coke Arena this evening. So looking forward to that. Another long day. Man, I'm kind of looking forward to Tuesday, kind of getting back to normal life.
Imagine so.
Although normal life's kind of boring. It's not, you know, that adrenaline. Once that adrenaline stops, I'm not in a musical anymore. I'm not doing basketball on Tuesday. I'll kind of probably crash.
I'll rest a little
real
bit.
Real boring life.
Yeah. And then you'll be on to your next thing.
Oh, I know. The next thing will come along, whatever it is. Yeah, exactly. Say, some of the world's cleanest pigs are being raised in the mountains in Virginia. And these are pigs that supply kidneys and hearts that they're using for these animal-to-human organ transplants.
I guess you wouldn't want them rooting around in what they usually rooting around in if you're going to use their, you know, organs.
Revivicor is one of several companies genetically engineering pigs so that their organs are more human-like and less likely to be rejected.
Hmm.
The pigs breathe air and drink water that's better filtered against contaminants than what's required even for people. Even their feed gets disinfected, all to prevent them from picking up any possible infections that might ultimately harm a transplant recipient.
So, yeah. Okay.
So these, you know, these pigs are genetically engineered, but they're living the good life right there until they have to donate their organs to a human.
Until they're harvested.
That needs it. Yeah. So there you go. That's what's going on. That's going on in near Blacksburg, Virginia, in the Virginia Mountains. It is 7:41 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And coming up, of course, we have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We always get you great business news coming your way, and that'll be next. KNSS News Time, 7:41.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
.47 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal on the way. We've got a story about somebody at Bombardier to tell you about. That is the Business Journal update coming up next. Now, Steve and Ted, time for three big things.
Three.
President Joe Biden has withdrawn from the race in his bid for re-election for a second term in the White House.
Two.
Wichita police investigating a shooting, one person critically injured. That was at 1 in the morning yesterday in southeast Wichita near Cessna Park.
One.
A newly posted video of Miss Kansas calling out her domestic violence abuser on stage, and it's getting a lot of support on social media. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing northbound traffic on I-135. From Kellogg to 8th and 9th Street exits. Running a little bit slow out there. We've also got a lot of traffic on the ramp from I-135 to eastbound Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Monday morning. We're looking at a mostly sunny day today and a high of 85 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low down to 66. And then tomorrow, another mostly sunny day. High Tuesday, 89. Currently in Wichita, we're under a sunny sky. It is 66 degrees on our way to a high of 85 here on this Monday morning, July 22nd. Coming up on 7:49 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The governor of West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, his English bulldog, is getting her own bobblehead. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee announcing that. It comes after Baby Dog's appearance on stage with the governor at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last week. The bobblehead will be available by Christmas. Just in time for Christmas. For $30, the museum says it's accepting pre-orders. Justice regularly brings his four-year-old dog to public appearances. Baby Dog was a gift from Justice's children 5 years ago.
Yeah. So, had it for 5 years, and now that dog's made its way onto their state house mural. It'd be like somebody putting a pet on our state house mural. It's just a, guy's got a weird obsession with that dog.
Of course, Baby Dog is a 60-pounder. She quickly became the star of the governor's COVID vaccination campaign 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And now an appearance at the Republican National Convention. Baby Dog is getting her own bobblehead from the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, which is in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
There you go. It is 7:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Back in 2001, Tanya Suddeth still had a year left on her accounting degree at Wichita State University, and that's when she joined Bombardier. Well, here we are 23 years later, six internal job positions later, Suddeth now retiring at the end of, she did retire at the end of June. Ending a career that started in finance, went all the way to leading the aircraft company's U.S. strategy from its American headquarters in Wichita. She said it was a really remarkable experience. Suddeth said she learned about Bombardier from her colleague, Melissa Libby, during her time as an accounts supervisor at Koch Industries. Since then, Suddeth worked in finance from Bombardier for 14 years, and then she was named general manager of the Wichita location 9 years ago, took over production of the company's coveted Learjet. Tanya Suddeth has retired at Bombardier as of the end of last month. The global Microsoft outage that caused hundreds of delayed or canceled U.S. flights last Friday has also had a muted effect at Wichita's airport and some other public services. Sedgwick County government said its three vehicle tag offices were closed because of computer problems. I think that lasted at least for more than a day. The treasurer's office for Sedgwick County is open, but only cash or check payments will be accepted when customers bring a printed tax bill until the problem gets fixed. The city, county, metropolitan area building and construction department cannot issue new permits or conduct inspections nor access its files if these problems don't get fixed. The MABCD will reschedule inspections once systems get back online. And the county said emergency communications were not disrupted at all because of the outage. And the city of Wichita, pretty much unscathed by the computer outages that were happening all over the place last week on Friday. And workers are being overwhelmed by meetings and emails.
Yeah.
It's a flood of interruptions. Could have consequences for companies that don't be proactive with this. Experts say managers and employers who aren't strategic about meeting quantity and quality are risking burnout, disengagement, even turnover. But there are some best practices that companies can use to avoid the type of meeting mayhem that frustrates many workers. Monitoring and analytics platform of Viopta analyzed 40 million meetings involving more than 450,000 employees across 11 companies. Found workers attended an average of more than 8 meetings a week back in 2021.
Oh, man.
Now, that is coming off the pandemic when it seems like meetings were more prevalent.
Yeah.
Just because there weren't workers in play. Anyway, that number grew to more than 10 meetings a week just last year. So maybe beyond the months after COVID. Meanwhile, the rate at which some workers did not take part, such as not speaking nor enabling their cameras on virtual meetings, that number rose among small group meetings, nearly 5% in 2022 to 7% in 2023 of workers that just want to opt out. So, I'm not going to go to that meeting. I'm not going to turn on my computer.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, the overkill of meetings, quantity and quality.
I get invites to a lot of meetings here, but to be honest, I'm usually working.
It's while you're on an on-air shift. You can't go.
I usually have to say, well, I'm sorry, I can't go to your meeting, but I actually work.
I'm working.
Yes. Here. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm doing stuff for this company.
The company, yeah.
Don't have time for the meeting. Sorry.
7:54 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Zoos dealing with the hot weather. And as many states as well, working hard to try to keep animals cooled off. At the Palm Beach Zoo and Conservation Society in Florida, keepers throw big piles of ice into the black bear enclosure so the animals can wallow.
Yeah, nice.
Otters get ice blocks and frozen fish in their water to play and eat. Zoo officials say tigers do get some especially interesting treatment. The big cats are fed frozen cow bones in a block of ice and a nice side of frozen goat milk.
Ah, cool.
There you go, for the tigers. Zookeepers are also showering giant tortoises with cool water, which they can feel through their shells. So even no matter if you're a human being or maybe if you're an animal, you're dealing with the hot temperatures in the month of July and finding ways to cool off.
Yep.
It is 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way. Business, sports, weather, traffic coming your way. Entertainment news in the blur as well.
That's right. And in entertainment news, of course, we got the new movies coming out over the weekend. We'll tell you how all of that shakes out. Plus, we'll hear a little bit from Weird Al on the blur coming up here in just a little bit.
Very good. Looking forward to it. That is a big 8 o'clock hour. Next, Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app